This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission of India, EC, will launch the second round of a special intensive revision, SIR, exercise today, covering 9 states and 3 union territories, with a combined electorate of around 51 crore. The large-scale revision of the electoral rolls will conclude with the publication of the final voter list on February 7, 2026. This marks the second phase of the SIR following its implementation in Bihar, where the final electoral roll containing nearly 7.42 crore names was published on September 30th. The new phase will include the Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Lakshadweep, Chhattisgarh, Goa, Gujarat, Kerala, Madhya Pradesh, Puducherry, Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and West Bengal. According to the EC, the SIR aims to ensure that no eligible citizen is left out of the rolls while removing ineligible names, including illegal migrants. Under the Mera Booth Sabse Majboot initiative, senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with women in Bihar today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed his enthusiasm for the upcoming discussion, noting that women are contributing with great dedication to ensure the victory of the BJP-NDA alliance in the Bihar Assembly elections. He further emphasized that the active participation in the campaign is strengthening the journey of democratic process in Bihar. President Draupadi Murmu will visit Neem Karoli Baba's ashram, Kachi Dham, in Nainital this morning. Kachi Dham temple management said that due to the president's visit, devotees have been urged to come to the temple only after 12 noon today. President Murmu will also attend the 20th convocation ceremony of Kumaon University, Nainital, today. She arrived in Nainital yesterday, the second day of a 3-day visit to Uttarakhand. For security reasons, the district has been declared a drone no-fly zone. Israel's Foreign Affairs Minister Gideon Saar, who is currently on a visit to India, will meet External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar in New Delhi today. The Minister of External Affairs said that India and Israel share a strategic partnership and the bilateral political relations between both countries are warm and forward-looking. In the year 2022-23, the two countries jointly celebrated 30 years of the elevation of bilateral ties to full diplomatic relations. The ministry said that the civilization relations between the countries date back more than 2 millennia. Minister for Labour and Employment Mansukh Mandavia will lead the Indian delegation to the Second World Summit for Social Development, WSSD, to be held in Doha, Qatar, from today to the 6th of this month. During the summit, Dr. Mandavia will represent India's vision of inclusive and equitable growth at the International Labour Organization, ILO, Ministerial Dialogue on Global Coalition for Social Justice. He will address the high-level roundtable on strengthening the three pillars of social development, sharing India's transformative journey towards inclusive and digitally enabled growth. Republican congressman and the co-chair of the India caucus, Rich McCormick, has called for a stronger India-US partnership, saying the two nations together could usher in another generation of global peace. Speaking at an event in Hudson Institute, McCormick said that the Trump administration should keep friends like India close to the United States. McCormick also praised India's space program and its achievement of becoming the first country in the world to successfully land a spacecraft near the dark side of the moon in 2023. The Board of Control for Cricket in India, BCCI, has announced a cash reward of 51 crore rupees for the Indian women's cricket team players, support staff and selection committee in recognition of the momentous achievement of winning ICC Women's Cricket World Cup for the first time in history. In a statement, the BCCI said that the support staff and every stakeholder have delivered an extraordinary performance on the grandest stage, fulfilling the aspirations of millions of fans across the country. Grandmasters Narayan SL and Diptayan Ghosh won both the Rapid Games to clinch their spots in the second round of the FIDE World Cup 2025, while Aronyak Ghosh joined them with a clinical performance in the second stage of Round 1 tiebreak in Panaji yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.